The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday. Already, folks, the 10th day of November, 2017. I was kind of shocked today when I had One America News on the telly, and I saw this guy's face, and it caught my attention. I looked up, and it was a one William Cusick. And what was the topic of conversation? Well, there is a bill in the House in Michigan to basically allow people to carry weapons where heretofore they were, how should I say, soft kill zones, or they like to refer to them as gun-free zones, alerting all criminals that there's no resistance here, and law enforcement, they're not there on the Johnny on the spot. They sometimes show up between death and rigor mortis. I want to play for you, and then we'll bring Bill on, play for you the report that was on One America News. And I would say, folks, the tide is turning against the bad guys.
The Michigan State Senate moves to allow concealed carry in churches in response to the Texas church shooting. One America's Christian Rose has the story.
The Michigan State Senate approved two new bills Wednesday allowing churchgoers to carry concealed handguns during services, provided they have appropriate training.
Since 1950, 98% of mass shootings have occurred in gun-free zones. I believe the recent events highlight the need for us to consider how we deter those who are looking for targets and intending to do them harm.
The bills are particularly relevant amid the intensified attacks against Christianity and conservative values. Republican lawmakers in Michigan, who control the state Senate, say the bills will ensure large groups of people are able to defend themselves in case of an attack against a Christian church. In support of the legislation, many point out the fact the Texas shooter was stopped by a local resident and former NRA instructor, Stephen Williford.
I think my God, my Lord, protected me and gave me the skills to do what needed to be done. And I just wish I could have gotten there faster.
This emphasizes the importance of local armed citizens as a deterrent against a potential attacker. The new Michigan legislation authorizes enhanced concealed pistol licenses, which could be obtained by the clergy, congregations, and church administrators. Local residents will have the option to undergo special training to become first responders, armed and prepared to stave off possible attacks in the future.
You know, where people gather and you can't have firearms, those are considered soft targets. But within that audience are a bunch of good, strong, courageous people, and they need some type of ability to counteract an active shooter.
The bills also allow concealed carry in schools, stadiums, and bars. Lawmakers argue this will deter and prevent incidents similar to last year's attack at Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida, where an Islamic terrorist with connections to ISIS gunned down 49 unarmed and helpless attendees.
Are we going to even the playing field here and give good people a chance to defend themselves, or are we going to continue voting on the side of mass murderers and giving them the edge?
The bills are widely expected to be approved, as many believe local armed communities of responsible citizens are the basic deterrent against the violent existential threat to America's traditional culture and values. Christian Rose, One American News.
Took me by surprise, and I was looking at the bill that was actually sponsored, and it was put forth by Senator Arlen Meekhoff, and that was Senate Bill 584. And then on the punishment side of how the state used to punish you for trying to protect yourself, the bill governing penalty was sponsored by Senator Phil Pavlov. And I've got William Cusick on the line. Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
Good, John. How are you? And good evening to all your listeners.
Well, I was certainly, somebody had told you earlier in the day, it was a relative of yours, said, hey, I saw you on TV.
Yeah, I was taken back. It was actually at the doctor's office, and my aunt from South Carolina texted me and said she just saw me on TV and was pleased that I was looking healthy. That was her comment, so I appreciated that.
Well, you're now worldwide, Bill. I hate to break it to you, but I was particularly interested, and you're the guy that I could get a hold of, and I greatly appreciate what you've done. You're not just a gun shop owner. You've got Action Impact. You've got two locations around Detroit, one in Southfield and one in East Point. And that's kind of your retirement business, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. It kind of ended up that way. I suppose maybe I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I spent 31 years after being a U.S. Army veteran. I spent 31 years as a police officer. And during that career, I was a homicide detective and a SWAT officer and commander of both. And simultaneously, I was also an attorney. So all that kind of led me to these two stores. And now this is where I focus my attention on both my stores.
Well, and you were a detective, Gold Shield. You worked for the Oakland County Sheriff's Department.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And I am fully aware of Michigan and locales. As a matter of fact, I'm wearing my Republic Michigan cap today. Bill, this is a bit of good news, because heretofore, these gun-free zones that they had set up, a school or school property, sports arenas or stadiums, a licensed bar or tavern, any property or facility owned by and operated by a church, an entertainment facility with seating capacity, they say, of more than 2,500, a hospital, dormitory, community college, or university. And we were scratching our heads for years when they started doing this and setting up gun-free zones. That is tantamount. You're familiar with target shooting targets. That's tantamount to putting a big old bullseye on your backside.
I would definitely agree with you. I'm going to assume that when they first enacted in 2001 our current concealed pistol statute, I assume they had to appease some people. So what they did is made a number of locations pistol free. And it's remained that way since 2001, and the only persons exempt are retired law enforcement.
Well, and it was interesting. You're in and around Detroit. You can remember the days that you would either take a call or be aware of carjackings. It seemed like it happened on a daily basis. And I watched the incidents not only up there but across the country of carjackings, because people started to get concealed weapon carry permits and carry their firearms in their cars, and then I watched what the subsequent action was afterwards, and that was the dropping across the country of carjackings, because the thief, you know, would get you to a stop sign or a stoplight or in a parking lot someplace and literally steal all your stuff, your car, and if he was in a good mood that day, I guess he wouldn't shoot you. But I saw it. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's what we were left with at that time, and you're kind of at the mercy of somebody's ill intentions. And That's not a comfortable way to have to live, I don't think.
Were you surprised that the Michigan legislature moved this fast on this?
Well, I think it's been brewing. They have another bill that's been creating a lot of controversy, so this one kind of seems to coincide with that, and I think this is one they believe they can push through. And a couple of years ago, and I'll tell you, it was on the governor's desk for signature, was legislation to open up the pistol-free zones to concealed pistol carriers. And it was on the day the governor was going to sign it was a tragic day of the Sandy Hook shooting. So he didn't sign it, and it's been dormant ever since then. Now it's come back up, and the governor has not revealed what his position on this bill is. So there's a little, you know, we're optimistic, but at the same time, we're not counting it as a done deal yet.
Well, I had commented Monday on my program that this is one of the few times that we saw citizens taking care of a situation. Now, you've been in law enforcement for a number of years, 31 years. And I said to you prior to the program today, I said, cops are called after the fact, sometime between death and rigor mortis.
And that's correct.
Yeah, and in this particular incident, we had a guy that grabbed a rifle, took on the perpetrator at this church down here in southern Texas, and basically they ran the guy down, and we have some conflicting stories where they had one or two shots, but apparently the guy ran out of real estate, and his will ran out to run, and he just popped a cap in himself. But, you know, when this happened, I was thinking to myself, you know, we have seen tragedy after tragedy, whether it is somebody's cheese that totally slid off their cracker, a mental patient, or somebody that is taking medications that make you go a little bonkers. There was literally no recourse, and you were prohibited from protecting yourself. So in this particular instance, this event happened, 26 people dead. It was armed private citizens that took care of the problem.
Right, and I give all compliments in the world to those two men. And I also feel like there's a bunch of those people in our communities. There are a lot of people who will stand up and be willing to sacrifice their life or to engage an active shooter to protect the lives of others. And I think it's unfortunate that we don't have that ability in all situations. I don't understand. So, for instance, sitting at a table today, there were four Vietnam veterans sitting at this table, and I had to kind of shake my head because all these men have been to war, were at war for a year, faced dozens of active shooters, and yet simultaneously you're telling them they can't carry a gun in their church or wherever they go. And I just find that so hypocritical. And that's why I'm a really strong supporter of this bill.
Well, and I had made an observation on air. I said, well, look, we have a real problem. You're not too far from Chicago. You know exactly what's going on in Chicago. The entire city is basically a gun-free zone. They've got the tightest gun laws in the country, but they have the highest mortality rate.
Oh, and I agree with that 100%. And the people that are doing the killing don't... They know they're not up against any opposition. So even at that level, they know they're not. The odds of that are slim. You know, New York City is the same way. My son's a New York City police detective. And it's kind of the same way there.
I am amazed. And I really, Bill, I guess I could say that I was really hesitant to say this on air. But in this climate of people that are being, how should I say, radicalized, people in this country that don't want to salute the flag, or they think America, it was racist, the founding fathers were all slave owners, let's tear down the statues for the Civil War, on and on and on it goes. We've actually caught some of these Antifa members going into groups and actually arming them. Now, any of the people that I've seen out there doing peaceful protests, they're not interested in harming or being violent. Were you around Michigan back in the 70s, 60s and 70s?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I certainly was, yeah.
Yeah, and you saw what a mess that was. And the one thing that's been left out of this entire equation is we do have a Second Amendment that guaranteed our right to keep and bear arms. And prior to this interview on air here, Bill, I said to you that, you know, the Second Amendment is about protecting your property. This thing about living life and gathering goods and houses and your jiggly bobs and everything else, that's just, you just own those temporarily, and then you got to shuffle off the mortal coil and you go in the same way you come out with nothing. But in the meantime, the only thing in this life that you really own, your own personal property, is your person. And you should have the right to protect that no matter where you go.
Well, and I agree with that. I constantly teach in classes, and I do speaking engagements, and I try to put forth to people the fact that, you know, our safety is our own responsibility. There's nobody else that's responsible for my safety other than me. And I should have the tools at my disposal to carry that out. And why the government wouldn't want me to is beyond me. They'll sell me a car that'll go 150 miles an hour, so they trust me to do that. I can go to any store and buy a dozen knives. I can buy chainsaws, and they trust me to do that. And they'll trust me to carry a concealed pistol somewhere, but not everywhere. And that's the difficulties I have with all this, and certainly in light of what our country's facing, what America's facing. You don't have to be a law enforcement officer. You don't have to be an Army Ranger to be skilled with a firearm and to protect yourself and those around you.
And that, my friend, sums up pretty much what I've said on the air for all of these years. And I think the proverbial worm is starting to turn, Bill. I think people are recognizing, just as these two individuals down here in southern Texas on Sunday realized, you know, there's nobody around here. It's up to us. We see the bad guy. We're going to take care of this. And I think that's exactly what has to happen. And I think the perception to the bad guys or wannabe bad guys that have no regard for life or limb or anybody else's property, I think that message needs to be sent to the oddball criminal out there just meandering around in society that if you do an action, that there might be somebody close at hand that will stop you in the committing of a crime.
Well, there's been plenty of them. We've had them here in Detroit where it's not unusual any given weekend that somebody carrying a concealed pistol, someone's attempted to rob them, and the bad guy's been shot. And there's reasons for that. There's mandatory training. People are getting trained. They're getting proficient, and they're responding to threats on their life. And why shouldn't they? I don't understand why anybody wouldn't expect them to.
Well, I had my gun training, and I won't say it was probably the world's best, but it was basic U.S. Army training, and I had my little medal to prove it.
Right, I understand, yeah. But we can all become more proficient, and you know, if you don't watch the news, then you're not going to be motivated to train. But if you watch the news and you watch these horrible events, you should be motivated to make yourself more proficient, to be better able to respond in these types of situations. And I compliment anybody that does.
You, at your Action Impact stores, as I mentioned, in and around Detroit, East Point, and Southfield, areas that I know rather well, by the way, you actually give classes down there, but what you do as well is you give lectures. Oh, why the words? Why a lecture rather than just here, I'm going to show you how to point and shoot?
Well, I think I understand that not everybody comes from an environment or home life that has taught them how to handle firearms, and some of it is like brand new to them, yet they may live in a high crime area where their fear is real and it's well founded that they should be in fear. So I feel obligated to make sure that they're as well armed and as well trained as they can possibly be.
Okay, can you hang on for a second here? We got to
sure.
go to break. William Cusick is our guest, 31-year police officer, detective, 26 years an attorney. Oh, and he was also in the United States military.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Well, for us out there that have felt helpless before because well-intentioned people by way of law prohibited us from protecting the one thing that really does belong to us, our own keisters. Bill Cusick, as I called him, and I'm very appreciative that the message got through to you, that, you know, did you know you were on nationally? I had asked him, and I said, you know, this is what people have been waiting for. I know people that carry weapons down here. There was a young woman some 12, 14 years ago in a Luby's restaurant down here in Texas that lost her parents due to a crazy guy that drove his truck into a restaurant, Luby's restaurant, crawled out of the wreckage, and just started indiscriminately killing people. And she had actually had her handgun in her glove compartment, and obviously her car was not parked in the restaurant along with the crazy guy. And we've seen, Bill, we've seen instance after instance of this, whether it be in movie theaters or in schools or at churches, nightclubs, it didn't matter. When I saw that this legislation also included that you could keep and bear an arm in protection of oneself where alcohol was served, I wonder how the feds are going to handle that one.
Well, I don't see an issue with it. You have to realize that under the law, it's illegal to be in possession of a firearm while you're under the influence of a controlled substance. So this new legislation would let you carry your firearm into a bar, but that doesn't mean you can consume alcohol while you're there. So, you know, I mean, that area has been covered for a long time, so I don't see any issues with that either.
Well, I am feeling the winds of change starting to come around, and we've been victimized by a lot of different things in this country. But it looks like the worm is definitely starting to turn here. Well, William, I don't know if you've had dinner yet, but I appreciate you coming on the air with us this afternoon and making the time.
Well, I appreciate you asking me, and I thank you so much for the time.
All righty, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
William Cusick, just a guy out there. Well, former military, former Gold Shield, former, you know. When these guys get serious, and we've been serious about protecting ourselves for a long, long time, to see something like this, and especially this crop up in Michigan, according to a story we have posted on the website, licensed gun owners with extra training could legally carry inside schools, churches, bars, and other pistol-free zones under a hotly contested legislation that was approved Wednesday by the Republican-led Michigan Senate days after the Texas church massacre. The bills were sent to the GOP-led House for consideration. They face an uncertain future because, as Mr. Cusack said, Rick Snyder, a Republican, vetoed a similar plan in 2012 following the mass shooting of elementary school children in Connecticut. And if you guys remember, this turned into a big anti-gun thing. We've got to take guns away from people, and look how damaging they really are. Well, what was really damaging and what it started to dawn on people was what's really damaging is a nut having a gun and being allowed to continue until he either runs out of ammunition or bodies or he's stopped himself. And I don't know if you heard the person that proposed this bill that said during the 1950s, you know, 95% of these mass shootings happened where? In gun-free zones, where you were restricted from firearms for protecting yourself. And the idea was, well, we'll check and make sure that nobody has a gun, so therefore you're safe. One problem with that thinking is that the people that do these things are not good people, and they don't obey the law. They have no respect for the law or respect for you or your life. And that's one thing that nobody can grant to you. They can certainly take it away. But that's one thing that nobody on this planet can grant you. In Michigan, it's illegal for nearly 618,000 people. Now keep these figures in mind. 618,000 people with concealed weapon permits to carry in designated gun-free zones. This is just Michigan, folks. And to be able to do it, as I said, in schools, daycare, stadiums, large concert hall, taverns, places of worship, hospitals, college dorms or classrooms, and casinos. Wow, 618,000 potential protectorate, not only of just themselves, but of other individuals as well. I'd say that that is a force out there to be reckoned with, wouldn't you? It's kind of an open phone Friday. We'll get into a lot of different areas this afternoon. Appreciate Bill Cusack being able to spend the time with us on short notice.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877 888 872-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
The ghoulish pariahs of the GOP swamp swarm Roy Moore. Why have the poobahs of the Black Lagoon like Mitch McConnell, John McCain, John Cornyn, Lisa Murkowski, and the rest been so quick to land on Judge Moore's like a falling safe? For one simple reason, they despise genuine conservatives. I wouldn't want these guys in a foxhole with me, and I certainly do not want them in Congress. Roy Moore discovered that the swamp creatures who make up the GOP establishment will toss you to the sharks the first chance they get, and they do it so fast it'll give you a nosebleed. The senators who have dogpiled Moore, Mitch McConnell, John McCain, John Cornyn, Lisa Murkowski, and a host of other establishment types, are lawmakers and certainly know the first principle of American jurisprudence is innocent until proven guilty. And yet the basis of the single unsubstantiated witness dredging up something she claimed happened 39 years ago, Moore would be colleagues have indicted him, prosecuted him, and condemned him to the ninth circle of Dante's Inferno, all in the space of 15 minutes. If Judge Moore is elected, he will not only be dining alone in the Senate dining room, they'll move his table to the cloak closet and make him eat in the dark. Despicably, Senator McCain has taken the lead in passing final judgment on Moore before the ink was dry on the front page of the Washington Post. McCain even admits he is not doing it on the basis of any concrete evidence, but merely on the basis of wholly uncorroborated accusations, which even the Washington Post calls nothing more than allegations. Well, anybody can allege anything against anybody, which is why we are all taught to hold our fire until more evidence can be accumulated and an informed judgment can be made. But none of that for Mr. McCain. The allegations against Roy Moore are deeply disturbing and disqualifying. He should immediately step aside and allow the people of Alabama to elect a candidate they can be proud of. Now, let me stop and digress here for a second. President Trump, you need to stay the hell out of this one because you were backing the wrong horse in Alabama to begin with. By the way, I'm not going to take the time to dig up the story, but I was reading this earlier today. Sean Hannity did an interview with Judge Roy Moore, and he admitted to dating teens when he was a younger man, 31, 32 years of age. A teen, ladies and gentlemen, can be 18, 19 years old. And Judge Roy Moore said on the program, he said, "I never dated any girl without the parents' permission." So do you think for a second that somebody would allow their daughter, a 14-year-old daughter, to date a 32-year-old? Come on. Now, according to the dictionary.com, an allegation is a claim or assertion that someone has done something illegal or wrong, typically one made without proof. In other words, says he, "I'm condemning Justice Moore on the basis of accusations, not on the basis of evidence. He has been drawn and quartered, Moore with a rush to judgment that would make even the left-wing activist judge blush in shame." Now, it's particularly irritating to hear John McCain preening like some sort of moral avatar, given his own history, at the very same time Judge Moore was supposedly cavorting with a woman 18 years his junior. McCain was divorcing his first wife for being frumpy and overweight and pursuing an affair with a woman, you guessed it, was 18 years younger than he was at the time. If these allegations are true, McConnell said, he must step aside. Well, Mitch spent $33 million fighting Moore in the primary, only to lose by 9 points. Yet his efforts apparently were so inept, he never stumbled across this explosive information. This would be an indication of utter ineptitude on his part if there were any truth to these outrageous allegations. And McConnell and all the other swarming killer bees must be asked this question. What if these allegations turn out not to be true? Where does Judge Roy Moore go to get his reputation back? What will you pledge to do and make restitutions for your egregious assault on his reputation and character? What will you do to make your reprehensible actions right? Now, the sad story is yet another example of opponents of conservatives saying investigations must be pursued and verdicts must be rendered based on the seriousness of the charge. Not based on the credibility of the witness or actual evidence, mind you, but it must be pursued and verdicts must be rendered, based on the seriousness of the charge. Well, I can accuse somebody of murder, baby raping or father raping or mother raping or whatever. You know, let me ask you a preloaded question here. So did you stop beating your wife and when did you stop beating her? Now you realize the obvious implication. You're a wife beater. You may have never raised your hand to anybody in anger, up to and including your wife, but that is the presumption that somebody knows that you did that, and they're going to set you up. This is exactly what this is. It is a setup. The guy that was running down in Alabama, along with Judge Roy Moore, he was one of them. He was a McCainite or a McConnellite, or give him a name. He was one of the neocon GOP asshats that we want to get rid of in Washington, D.C. Wow. Moore's accuser, by the way, openly admits that she has credibility problems as a witness. She's gone bankrupt 3 times, has tangled with the IRS, and has been through 3 divorces. And there is no one here that doesn't know that I am no angel. According to this report, Ms. Korfman has made a cottage industry out of making false and slanderous accusations of sexual impropriety against Christian leaders, According to a neighbor, she went to various churches within our denomination and accused at least three other pastors, besides an uncle of ours, of making sexual advances to her. Each time that she brought it to a district board for Alabama, they found her to be uncredible, and she changed her story many times. In addition, Lee Kaufman may not have been 14 at the time, as the Washington Post claimed, but several years older. Marion Talley, who lives in Ottawa County and believes her brother actually dated Lee Kaufman in 1976, said this would have made Miss Kaufman at least 17 years old in 1979. And we can't be quite certain the age question will be resolved in short order. An item that is only relevant, of course, if anything actually happened. She even tried to file legal charges in one instance in 2007, but got laughed out of court. Additionally, she tried to sue a pastor in one of the sections within our denomination, and the circuit court judge would not hear the case. Judge Roy Moore remains defiant, adamantly declaring, "I refuse to stand down." And good for him. He added this, "These allegations are completely false and are a desperate political attack by the National Democratic Party and the Washington Post on this campaign." Well, so why have the poobahs of the Black Lagoon like McConnell, McCain, Cornyn, and Murkowski and the rest been so quick to land on Judge Moore like a falling safe, as I said earlier? For one simple reason. They despise genuine conservatives. They despise ordinary Americans like us who believe in the Ten Commandments, natural marriage, normative sexuality, right and wrong, the Constitution as written by the founders, the rule of law, and the Judeo-Christian tradition of truth and claims of moral values. Now, the sad but transparent truth is that they hate us. They don't want to be bothered by conservatives. They don't want to hear from conservatives. They don't want to see conservatives. They don't want to talk to conservatives. They don't want to work with conservatives. They want us out of sight and out of mind. But we're not going anywhere, and neither is Judge Moore. By the way, that was a story by Brian Fisher, guest columnist, over at News One News Now, which is where I heard this report about Bill Cusick earlier today. Didn't see it even on Fox News or MSNBC or NBC, CBS, ABC, or the rest of the... Yeah, people claiming to be a journalist. See, if it's anti-gun, they'll run with it. If it's not, it doesn't get played. Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim.
Hey, John, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Kind of off topic, but when I first came on, I heard you. Did you state that there are 618,000 concealed carry people in Michigan?
That is correct.
Wow.
That's a hell of an army, isn't it?
First thing that came to my mind is, okay, you've got 618,000 people that have opened up their background to the state,
yeah,
went through the training, got their concealed carry permits. That's the militia.
And I don't have any corollary. I don't have any comparisons here, Jim. But we're not talking about people that go deer hunting every year. People that are proficient with high-power rifles. These is just the people that have concealed weapon carry permits, over 618,000.
Right. You know, several years back I was working with Walter Reddy, who I believe you know.
Yep.
And he was working with Dr. Edwin Vieira, and they were working on the committees of safety and trying to present a way for the states to reinstate the militia, where it would kind of be a voluntary deal. It was a case of, okay, everybody between these ages are assumed you are part of the militia. You can opt out if you want. If you want to opt out, you have to pay $20 a year. And that $20 a year from everybody that opted out would go to the people that said, no, I'll volunteer, sure. I'll be part of the militia, and that would pay for all the supplies and everything needed. And when you said 618,000, I'm going, that's an army. That's a militia right there.
That is exactly what it is. And heretofore, the people have been politically precluded, let's say, from the recognition of that unorganized militia. There were two militias in this country, the organized, which the state or the government, federal government, took over. We now call them National Guard. And then there was the other militia, the unorganized militia. And that is connected with that Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. And that, my friend, is the army of peace. They say that fences make for good neighbors. Guns make for polite people.
Amen to that, because that's it. You better be polite. But that was the comment I had. But when I heard that, I was astounded.
Yep,
there's 618,000 people.
There are a ton of gun owners in this country that have been scared off, and I told Bill Cusick, you know, I mean, here's a guy that was a cop for 31 years, an attorney. He's former military, and he understood this perfectly. I said, you know, I was kind of hesitant on air to say this, but it is absolutely true that in order to stop this rampant crime in this country and giving criminals the opportunity to make any one of his victims at any given time in any given location, enough is enough. And I will say, and I'll repeat this again, I'll go as far as, until the streets are once again safe and people are respectful of other people's lives and property, we should all be strapping. Do you think a would-be criminal would go into a restaurant or a mall or walk down the street or drive a truck down a bike path anywhere in this country killing people without being stopped? This would come to a halt rather quickly.
Well, wasn't it Kennesaw, Georgia, that passed the ordinance that said every home will be armed?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what the murder rate was in that town? Zero.
Yeah, zero. it went through the floor.
Yeah.
So anyway, good information. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jim. Thanks for your call. Well, I got a text back here, email about it, rather. I played the Harley Schlanger video on the air yesterday. And he got back to me. He said, I'm living in Europe outside of Berlin. I'd be happy to speak with you. And he gave me his contact information. So I will be making contact with Mr. Schlanger, and I will have him on the air next week. All right, what the hell else is going around in this crooked world? what's wrong with Jeff Sessions? Now, here is a very, very, very good question. We've all seen that there's absolutely nothing to what the Democrats were claiming, that it was Trump and Russia that cost Hillary Clinton her election. And right from the outset, when I saw this coming and it started to be talked about, I'd already known about the Uranium One deal. I've already known about Nevada making business deals with what property? Oh, property out there that the government claims they have dominion over. There was only one problem with that scenario, of course, that, well, these lands that have been swooped up by the federal government were at one time a territory before these states became states. And at such time, when they got statehood, those lands were to be returned to the states. But guess what? They weren't. So, you know, you could learn this from House of Cards and the and the star that lost his role in his job. Yeah. Here was a guy that exemplified Bill Clinton. That was pretty much Bill Clinton role that he was playing in House of Cards for Netflix. So where are they to go now? Folks, if you're not noticing, What is going on is the lefty, the people that have been funded by George Soros and the likes, people that are trying to cause contention and chaos and more division in this country, guess what's happening? They're falling flat on their face. Down here in Austin. Was that Sunday, Mike, that protest went on? Saturday? Saturday or Sunday, one of those days. Sunday? At any rate, 200 people showed up. Guess how many snowflakes showed up? 20. And these were people from the coffee clutches, the coffee houses down there that decided to show up. Folks, this is, you have been the victim of a massive bull campaign on America carried by our little socialist communist controlled media in this country. The big bad boogeyman out there isn't as big and as bad as you may think. Too many people have been giving credibility to these people. What they need to be right now is ignored.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By the way, there was a poll that was done, a couple of thousand respondents here. 88.03%, or 1,728 votes out of the 2,000 that were cast on this poll, 88.03% said no, Jeff Sessions should not step aside. Craig in Seattle. I take it that's Seattle, Washington. Hello, Craig.
Hello, John. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
I was wondering, I was just listening to you and your past guest, William.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was talking to Mike earlier, and if it wasn't for Mike, I wouldn't be able to find you. Again, you guys are a home run. Talking, if I don't mind dovetailing on the situation with the Second Amendment.
Absolutely.
There's a great video out by a Mark Peso explains the Second Amendment by word and by every letter of the individuals who signed the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Is this Mark Passio?
Yes, Passio.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Thank you, sir. And the truth and meaning of the Second Amendment. And it has everything in there, and it has nothing to do about government regulation. And as soon as you do that, and I hear all these individuals, you know, police officers, military, and this is a certain amount of training, who's going to set that bar? For that, and especially when you let the government into your house, you're inviting the vampire.
That's right.
And that pinhole of saying, okay, this is the bar we're going to set that for order to you to carry a weapon, this is the hoop you need to jump through.
Mm-hmm.
That pinhole will become a black hole. And it's just, as you can see, we have 2,000 plus laws already on the books. Has it changed anything? No.
No.
It's amazing to me that I hear this, and the only law you need, as you state, and Mike, and everybody else, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that's the only law you need. That's it. Shall not be infringed. As I'm dealing with here in Seattle with the arms and ammunition tax. And that's specifically to put into place to drive the gun shops out of the downtown area. We have one left, basically. Unbelievable.
And isn't that a shame? And we already know the government's attitude about property. They have demonstrated 16 different ways from Sunday how they abhor anything being privately held by an individual.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The power to tax is the power to destroy.
You got that right. Craig, I appreciate your call.
I salute you, sir. Thank you for taking the time, and all the best to all you folks.
Thank you very much. That's good to hear. And this is the reaction, folks. We'll be getting more business cards here in the future. We get caught up with these bills, and I can actually go out and buy a good slew of them. We're going to make the business cards available for those that donate to the network to pass those cards out. You really are the true ambassadors out there of this network. And just as we have been saying to people that, we're kind of the canary in the coal mine. We are a unique network, we're not politically correct here. We don't favor liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat. We don't play that game. We play the Constitution over and over again. And what's going to have to happen in this country, folks, is people to snap to the idea that we are a republic. We do have a rule book, and it needs to be followed. But more people have to stand up and encourage more people to follow. That's what this is all about. It's a numbers game. And no matter what politician, no matter what lying news service or what disinformation artist is out there working an agenda, it won't work. Because the Constitution is the law of the land, and it needs to be reinstated with vigor, if you know what I mean. All right, second hour coming up. Open phone Friday, so to speak, 800-313-9443 if you'd like to chime in on this edition of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be back in about 90 seconds.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.